The Tennessee Star Gill Report with Steve Gill.
Hey, welcome in for a few final thoughts. I'm Steve Gill. This is the Tennessee Star Gill Report. As voters have headed to the poll over the last about a half week, early voting started on Friday across the state. It continued for a half day on Saturday in most locations. A lot of counties across the state are still limiting the early voting to having to go to one location in the county, and it's not really that convenient in a lot of counties. And yet we're seeing very heavy turnout with early voting already to date. As we look again with the numbers through the 17th, which would be yesterday, basically the Secretary of State's office puts the numbers out each day to kind of give us guidance into what the numbers are and where they're headed. Well, as of through yesterday, there were 93,961 Republicans who had voted early, 41,182 Democrats across the state. So you're still seeing about a 35% Democrat, 60%, 65% Republican vote across the state. So again, you see, do have some pockets where Democrat turnout has been relatively significant in early voting, but still the overwhelming number of votes that are being cast in the Republican primary. Now, again, nearly 100,000 votes just in the first 4 days, including, again, a Saturday when the early voting locations are rather limited. How does that compare to, say, 2014, when you had a contested Republican primary for a U.S. Senate seat where you had Lamar Alexander running for reelection? You had Joe Carr challenging him. You had Dr. George Flynn, who was also in that race, not spending a lot of money, not getting a lot of support, but certainly getting about 35 or 40,000 votes, as I recall. The total Republican primary vote that election cycle in the August primary was about 600,000 votes. So we're already about 1/6 of where that entire vote went just a few years ago. So I think, again, that's an indication that we're looking at very heavy turnout at the end of the day. Usually you're going to see maybe about 50% of the vote cast during early voting. If the same trends continue that we're seeing in the first 3 or 4 days throughout the early voting period, we could see 400,000 early votes cast, which could mean that we could be seeing a record in early voting and a record in total turnout if those numbers carry forth. Again, we're going to continue to update you on the early voting totals as we move ahead, but pretty significant turnout and in pockets, very heavy turnout across the state. I'm Steve Gill. We're back tomorrow with more. This is the Tennessee Star Gill Report.